Looking forward to that. Thank you, Alana. Alana will join us soon as we unravel fake news from the newsroom. We've got three headlines this morning. We're going to try and work out which one's fake and therefore get to the bottom of the other two that are real. Steve, on Brandon Smith. Okay, so you've given us some intel here, Steve. This is off the back of 2 a.m. Tommy hanging out with the Cheese, getting a photo with the Cheese, exclusive details where he asked him if he'd signed for the Roosters and said no. That's as far as our exclusivity went on that one in the scoop department, but he didn't get the photo. Waldo from the pub says he'll sign with the Horsham Panthers in the Limestone Coast League, who play their comp over summer. This will be his off-season, apparently. We always got to listen to Waldo from the pub, Steve. So, nice work. I just want to know at which stage throughout the day did Waldo hand over that information. Was it early on in proceedings, or were we at the get-out stakes? Morning, Matt. I'm English, but my God, I'm so proud of George Kambosos. He was a warrior in there yesterday. No one was really talking about him, but he deserves to be the king of Aussie boxing alongside Tim Zhu. Thank you for that, Pommy Rabideau. And the Chookman's tipped me in again. You're back, Chookman. Hope you had a good weekend. You missed out on Friday's fake news, and I went the other way because I didn't have my wingman. The Chookman's my wingman when we come to fake news. He's thinking the Christmas tree date is fake. So let's kick this off accordingly. Make it formal. Alana's here. Tommy's here. Matty P, take over.
By pushing this button. And now on fake news from the newsroom, it's time for the reveal.
Yeah. All righty. Okay, Alana, we have three headlines. Would you like to refresh our memory?
I would. Number one, 71-year-old quits dating app after receiving continuous explicit pics.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Pauline Hanson condemns use of term Black Friday, saying all Fridays matter. Number
yes.
three, study finds most commonly agreed date to put Christmas tree up is December 1.
Okay, so that's the one that the Chook Man reckons is fake. He thinks it's late November. Tommy. After your wild weekend hanging out with footballers.
Well, I'm going to ask, and one of the listeners texted in before.
Yeah.
I can't remember who. Are you related to Pauline Hanson by any stage? Because we've had about four, and I know that's probably not a good thing to ask.
Oh, God.
Because we've had about four or five Pauline Hanson stories.
Jeepers.
It's because they're rippers. That's
maybe,
why.
Maybe she's sending Alana some money. Just, hey, can you get my name on SEN every day, please? just to keep my name in the news.
I can tell you that I'm definitely not related to Pauline Hanson.
Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
Okay, clear that up.
Now,
Tommy?
Okay, 71 years old. She's on Tinder, Hinge, Bumble.
Well, it says dating app.
Dating app, so we don't know what specific app.
No.
Okay, and she's receiving...
Do we know male or female?
A female.
Female, okay.
Yeah.
And she's receiving explicit pics.
Continuously.
Okay, continuously. I see, in some strange world, I can see that happening. So
oh,
I believe
you?
That is real.
Okay.
What was the second? Pauline Hanson. She would say something like that. But what was the third one again? Sorry.
Study finds most commonly agreed date to put Christmas tree up is December 1.
See, now I know we spoke about this, I think, last week or the week before, Maddie, that whenever we hear the word study or research or survey, we think it's true.
Mm.
But now maybe Alana's just playing us because that's what we spoke about last week. So maybe she's tricking us here, but I'm going to go with... Oh, God, this is tough. I'm going to go with the Pauline Hanson one as fake. I don't know why, I just am.
Okay.
Okay, you think that one's fake. All right, so we've got a 71-year-old female who's quitting a dating app after receiving too many continuous explicit pics.
Yes.
Okay. I don't really have any questions about that.
No.
only for fear of where it's going to take us.
Mm.
Number two, Pauline Hanson condemns the use of the term Black Friday, saying all Fridays matter.
Mm.
I don't have any questions about that for fear of where it's going to take us as well.
Mm.
Number three, the study that finds us the most commonly agreed to date is December 1 to put up your Christmas tree.
Mm.
I would find very plausible because I think that's the date. So... I think, too, that you're trying the old double whammy with the study or the survey.
Yeah.
I think that you now know that we think that when you use that, that you're trying to trick us. So you're actually trying to double trick us here and use it in a real story. See where I went?
I lost track of that myself.
Thank God for that, because I just confused myself too. The long and the short of all that, Alana, is yes. I'm going to go with Tommy on this one, and I'm going to go number two. And Tommy, we're going to start the week with a win, and we're going to take it all the way till Friday, 100%.
Let's go. This is what we need. Come on.
Let's go.
Number two and three, a fake.
Oh. Oh.
I tricked you this time.
Hang on a sec.
I know. I'm sorry.
You changed the rules without telling us that the rules had been changed.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, Matt, the bad thing would have been if we both chose one and that was real. And so we had two options and we took the wrong one. So we still won. I'm still taking that win. That's two in a row for me.
I won't do it again.
I finished last week with a win and I start this week with a win. So I'll take that.
You'll take it this time.
Okay, so number two's fake. So you're saying that Pauline didn't condemn the use?
No,
you just
she
made
didn't.
That one up.
No.
Just made that one up and pulled out the old Pauline Hanson card just to fire us right up. Number three is fake.
Now this yes. So you've missed the boat here, Maddie. November 28th would have been perfect.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Had you put up those decorations that day? Apparently, that's when most people think that you should be putting up your tree. November 28th, with 27 sleeps before the big day. The date fits nicely with Advent on the fourth Sunday before Christmas Day. So apparently, that's what's socially acceptable.
I don't buy that. No, not that I don't agree with that, but I just think November 28th is too early. It has to be December.
You just don't want Christmas, I think.
And I'm a big thing. It's got to be like December 28th or 29th, the tree's got to be down after.
December?
Yeah, like
that quick.
After.
December.
And I can't stand when driving around and you see like Christmas lights on people's houses, even after New Year's. What are you doing? Come on.
What about Captain Bloody Poo Poo here?
Do you like Christmas
down
presents?
I love Christmas presents.
January 6th is when you take down all the Christmas decorations. That's the official day. What? January the 6th.
There is an official day.
Why is there an official day?
I don't know why.
Who put these official days in place?
There might be a study.
Tommy, so what happens if you've got your presents under the tree, you do your Christmas Day, then your Boxing Day, and then you need to get all your stuff, but there's still presents under the tree because...
Why?
Arnie, because, you know, Uncle Jim and Auntie Sophie haven't got to your place yet. They're still on the road trip, Brandon Smith style, visiting everybody. And then they get to your place 2 or 3 days later. Oh, Tom, it's great to see you. Happy Christmas. And they go, oh, there's just sitting in the corner there is a box with a card on it.
And a Grinch sitting on the lounge.
Look, I probably do sound a bit Grinchy, but I don't know. I've always lived by that philosophy, if you're going to call it that.
Which means that number one is real.
Yeah, so this is happening. Sherry Hewson. Have you heard of her? Apparently she's a celebrity in the UK. Do you know her?
No idea.
Well, she's hot stuff apparently because she's revealed she's had to quit an online dating app at 71 because she was continuously bombarded with explicit pics. She's joined Plenty of Fish, well she did, so you won't be able to find her, in a bid to find love, and now she doubts she'll ever find someone.
What was the name of the...
Sherry Hewson.
Yes, and the name of the platform that she was on?
Plenty of Fish.
Right. Just like I said at the very top here, I have no questions to ask about that, Your Honour, for fear of incriminating all of us.
Okay.
I mean, the bottom line to take out of all that is, Tommy, we won.
We won, but if you're still getting that attention at 71 years of age, I mean...
She wins.
Go for it.
Yeah. I think Sherry Hewson wins.
Sherry Hewson's the winner of our day. Let's get out of this segment quick, smart. Thanks, Alana.